Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Great to be with you, and always great to be joined by my friend Bernie Miklas, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. How are you, Bernie?
I'm doing good, man. Looking forward to watching Cardinals baseball, and then I will have, when I have the Masters on, I'll probably listening to the radio feed, KMOX 104.1. Looking forward to a great day of sports, Tom Ackerman.
Atta baby. I'm heading to the City game tonight to cap it all off. Went to the Frozen Four last night. It was cool to see all the fans milling about downtown. Downtown has some life right now, Bernie. It's good.
I just love it when big NCAA events are here. And, you know, for a while there, like the NCAA tournament was, St. Louis was getting something, you know, either a regional or like the first two rounds. It seemed like every year, I'm exaggerating, but I don't remember, but it I would say three out of every 4 years. And I kind of miss those days because you used the phrase fans milling around downtown. And that's the thing that's awesome about it. It's a lot of people downtown. It's good for business, but also just to see everyone dressed in their team gear, whatever it is. It's colorful. You know, everyone's in a good mood. Everyone's fired up. I mean, it's just a fun thing to see on the city landscape.
Occasionally, I'll get John Mozeliak fired up. I don't know if you caught the last segment, but when I mentioned that my thought after the performance at Fenway on Sunday night was, how long can they keep Michaelis in this rotation? He said, well, your fanboy reaction was blah, 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 blah. I guess he can say that after Michaelis pitches better on Saturday. And my phone starts blowing up during the segment. So I told him on the air, I said, people are saying, did you just call me a fanboy? And I said, no. What you said was, I was reacting like a fan. It was an interesting reaction from Mo. Look, Mo and I have known each other a long time. So I don't take offense to it. It's totally fine. But I think this is him kind of slapping back at everybody who wanted to throw Michaelis out of the rotation, including me.
You know, well, John Mozeliak can say whatever he wants, right? And I'm glad that he's on KMOX Sports on a Sunday morning every week. And I commend all of your regulars who run teams or coach teams or whatever. But the fact is, you know, Miles Michaelis, statistically, over the last three seasons, if you go by ERA rate, he has been a bottom five starting pitcher in the major leagues. So, you know, I appreciate the way he pitched yesterday. I truly did. You know, mm-hmm. I was better. I thought he got some bad breaks with the strike zone. So no one's rooting against Miles Michaelis, but for anyone to sort of see that, including Mo, that it's people that say, well, you know, the Cardinals can do better in their rotation. and to be called a fanboy, that's you know, kind of unfair considering there is an overwhelming body of evidence that says Miles Michaelis has not been very good at all since the start of the 23 season.
It's funny because, you know, well, I'll move on, but we could sit here all day and talk about that. I think just overall, this baseball team here is going to go through this all year. I mean, it's just not, look, the offense is what it is. We said it last week. I said it on Monday that it's just not going to go that long like this.
No.
You know, it's going to regress, and it has. It just is what it is. The pitching is going to go through ebbs and flows too, Bernie.
Yeah, and I was looking at some numbers, in advance of being on with you, and the Cardinals have already gone into this cycle, which is not unexpected, where you can't get the offense and the pitching synced at the same time. Like, for example, the last five games, the starting pitching and the pitching the last five games has been totally outstanding. Totally outstanding. Like today, Libitor will complete the third cycle of this rotation, and going into today, the third cycle has a 1.57 ERA. You can't ask for anything better than that. But in the second cycle of the rotation, the second turn through, they had a 0.48 ERA. The first time through, they had a 3.29 ERA. So you see, it gets to your point. You know, I think we're going to see these pretty, you know, dramatic situations. And to close the point, you know, at a time where the third time through the rotation, so far it's been excellent. But in the last five games, the Cardinals are averaging 2.6 runs to 230, and they're 10 for 50 with runners in scoring position. So if they can ever get these two, the offense and the pitching synced at the same time, or it's not going to happen at the same time all the time, but if they can get it synced more often, then I think it'll be reflected in a better one-loss record.
I'm going to have way less patience this year than ever because I just want to see young players succeed. I think that's the whole point of this season. I just don't want to sit here on the air every day, Bernie, and mislead people and say the Cardinals are a game and a half out of first in the NL Central. Like, when in my heart, I don't believe that they are going to be a world champion. I think that, you know, if everything is lucky and comes together and everybody takes off, then they have a chance to really make some noise in the division. But otherwise, I really just want to look at this season as, do we see improvement from young players? I mean, you know, a player like Miles Michaelis is what he is. You know, Contreras, you want to see better, and Arenado, I got it. But like these young players, that's how I judge 2025. And the more young players I can see, the better. But isn't this all about that?
It should be, yeah. And, you know, if you look at the young players, the guy that is, I think, has impressed all of us the most is Victor Scott II so far. I mean, he's just an entirely different hitter. He's so composed. He's so mature. He's so smart at the plate. He really worked his tail off to become better. And I'm just so happy for him. Jordan Walker is an interesting case because
today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
He's kind of tapered off a bit, and he's hitting the ball on the ground a lot. I don't mind him hitting the ball on the ground, but you know, his ground ball rate right now would be the highest of his career. You know, and he's hitting a lot of topped ground balls where he just kind of pounds it into the grass. And so I'd like to see more power from him. I'm just analyzing this objectively. Jordan Walker takes much better at bats, and that's a start. But now he's got to start hitting for some hard contact. He's got to start driving the ball a little bit. Burleson, if we still consider him young, which he is, he's kind of a mixed bag as well. Like, he makes great contact, but he also makes contact with pitches outside of strike zone, and his numbers when he does that, and he does that too often. It's one, okay, great, he makes contact, but what does he get out of it? He gets about a 125 batting average out of it. And who else? Well, Gorman, we haven't seen enough yet. I'm impressed by what we've seen from Sejacy, certainly. And Herrera, before he got hurt, was doing great. And I got to say, Pedro Pages, and I consider him young because this is his second year in the big leagues. He's been impressive. I mean, I think his offense has improved. And I know Ollie Marmol and some others were saying, hey, don't sleep on this guy turning into a pretty good hitter. So I probably left a guy or two out of there, but I was just going to sort of going down the rundown with you what we see so far from their core of young hitters.
Anything else you'll be watching for today and beyond with regard to the Cardinals?
Well, I tell you, yeah. And again, I'm not overreacting to things. It's the ebb and flow of the season. But in his Nolan Arenado got off to a great start, and it was really exciting. But in his last six games, he's 2-for-21. He hasn't, he homered on opening day, and he's going his last 45 at bats without a homer, and he's only had a couple of, like in that 2-for-21, both of those hits were singles, I believe. So I think we're all going to be watching Nolan Arenado very closely. You know, we're going to talk about when he's hitting well, and we're also, need to talk about when it's not going well, and it kind of reminds us a little bit of last year. So his bat speed's better, so I would expect better results, but he's in a bit of a downturn now, and if we talk about this offense getting better, I think Arenado's got to be in the middle of that.
Cardinals and Astros tomorrow, Tuesday, and then Wednesday day game, then they just keep on rolling. They're going to play the Mets for four and then the Braves for three on the road. So it doesn't get any easier for the club, but hey, this is the big leagues and that's just the way it is. Cardinals,
And the NL Central, again, it's way too early to look at standings, but every one of these NL Central teams, including the Cubs, they're sorting things out. There's some things that are good. There's some things that are eh. There's some things that stink. So the Cardinals are not that different from the other teams in the division.
Always great to be with you, my friend. Sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling. We have the Gas House Gang coming up this week. Ollie Marmol joins us every Tuesday at 12:05. I love that segment. He's been very open and honest with us, and we appreciate him. So looking forward to all of that.
And you can read all my stuff and watch my videos at sportshubstl.com. Thank you, Tom.
You are a busy man, by the way. How do you keep it all straight? Are you going to hire an assistant?
I keep it all straight by getting up at about 5 a.m. every day. I do. I'm not kidding. So
you should. I'll be up. I'm on the air at 5:05. Just text me. We'll go through it.
So I got. I'm going to do a Cardinal territory with Katie Wu tonight at about 8:00. You know. So yeah. I'm keeping busy, man. It keeps my mind sharp.
I love it. I love this Bernie Miklas franchise right now. It is. It makes me very, very happy. Absolutely.
Nice of you to say, man. Thanks, it makes man. Me happy, too. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you. With our producer, Drew Young, I'm Tom Ackerman. This has been Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. Cardinal Baseball's next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.